We're at the big Xbox Live announcement, and it's exciting for us because obviously we're under the same banner of Rogers, and Rogers is making a big announcement here. So before we get into the sort of the specifics and the details, tell us a bit about what the big announcement is.
So for us, it's Rogers is going to be part of the Xbox rollout. We're going to be part of their content offering on their Lakeview project, and you're going to be able to access Rogers On Demand online right off your Xbox through an application.
Now, is this the same type of Rogers On Demand that you would be able to get if you had like the digital cable package?
It is. So it's an extension of what we offer on the set-top box or also on RogersOnDemand.com today. But we thought it was really important that we be on the game consoles as well. What we've heard is that there's a bunch of households where they have one or two set-top boxes, but they may have three or four TVs, and one of those TVs is being used to play games primarily. So we really wanted to make sure that the Rogers On Demand content was everywhere, so it's part of our TV everywhere strategy.
I was just wondering, how are they all going to interact? You got, you know, the television side, you got website Rogers On Demand, you got this. Is there going to be any interconnectivity between them all?
So it is part of an overall umbrella, which is called TV Anywhere. We want to make sure that when you don't subscribe to cable TV anymore, you subscribe to Rogers Television Everywhere. And we want that content to follow you to any place, any time, any device. And really, we want to get to the point where we have all content or any content available. So it's like a 4A strategy. And the notion is that you should never miss your favorite TV show. You should be able to watch it, whether you're waiting for the kids at the hockey game, or whether you're in your living room or in your library or in your den or your basement or you're at the office. And so your content really should follow you, and it should be available on the best possible device. And Rogers shouldn't be telling you what that is. You should make that decision yourself.
And I know the three of us are familiar with what we can find on Rogers On Demand, but for those who are listening who may not know, what's some of the content we can get on this?
So we'll have initially about 1,500 titles, but that's going to grow to 15,000 very quickly. And there's going to be a free layer of content made up of library and over-the-air broadcast content, and then a Rogers TV Anywhere layer, authenticated cable layer. That's the best content from your movie network subscription or your Sportsnet subscription or OLN or CTV or City, etc. And then there's going to be a third layer, and that's made up of pay-per-view, new release movies, library movies, and subscription products that will be made up of movies and library TV.
So it sounds like it's going to be a mixture of kind of pay-per-view, like pay-per-purchase, or subscription. They'll be both together, kind of.
Yeah. There's going to be a combination of pay-per-view, subscription, and some free content. So we're going to make sure there's a lot of free content there as well.
Now, are you guys hoping to eventually move to the point where you can offer sort of your entire cable package online if you want to, like if you want to get it through your Xbox Live? Is that sort of the goal long-term?
Yeah, the goal is to move away from selling cable television, relaunch Rogers as an entertainment anywhere company. And that means your cable TV now morphs into TV Anywhere. So your favorite content's available across all devices all the time. It's almost like it follows you wherever you go. And that could be live streaming of sports and news, like Sportsnet or City News, or it could be the favorite shows you missed on City last night, like Modern Family or Mad Men or, you know, Dog the Bounty Hunter from OLN.
All excellent shows. Now, one thing I was wondering is, this is just for the Xbox right now. Are you guys hoping to move over to other platforms like the PlayStation or Apple TV or that kind of thing?
Yeah, this announcement is really just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to be announcing a lot of things over the next few months. We're going to be relaunching Rogers as no longer just a cable television company, but an entertainment everywhere company. And we're going to be on PCs, smartphones, and all gaming consoles. So Xbox is the first of many. We don't want to tell the customer where to watch the content. We want it to be at the time and place of their choosing and let them use whatever device they want to pick.
I'm just wondering, you've been doing all this work on your end. How do you find people are responding to it? Do you find that the people who think of you as a cable company are having a hard time comprehending this? And is it hard to get those people to come over?
So I think the younger you are, the more likely it is that you're used to seeing Rogers as a traditional cable TV business. And one of the great things about the Xbox is when you look at over-the-top services that offer movies, about half of their viewership comes from gaming consoles. So we think that being on the Xbox is actually a really important first step to actually reaching that younger audience and making them aware of the fact that Rogers isn't about their parents or their grandparents' cable television business, but it's really about entertainment everywhere. And there's nobody better positioned than Rogers to be able to give them great value, the best sports, the best movies, the best children's content, the best overall offering of entertainment across any device. And we're really going to work hard to make sure that they that not just the current generation, but future generations think of Rogers when they think of entertainment.
And if people want more information about this, is there somewhere they can go aside from obviously logging onto your Xbox?
For sure. I mean, go to rogersondemand.com and it's all there. And there's going to be a lot of announcements in the paper. So it's going to be a very exciting few months. So stay tuned.
Now, with On Demand, you can get, obviously, TVs and movies. And since we're moving to the console, is it safe to assume that eventually Rogers will be On Demand video games as well?
So we're looking at the gaming space. It's you know, you've got to be really smart about where you add value and what you can do. So we're trying to figure out how we can add value for in the gaming space. To date, we provide fast internet speeds, and people use our networks more than anyone else to enjoy their gaming. So at this point, there's no announcements that I know of coming on gaming, but it's a space we're looking at. We just want to make sure that we can add value.